Eat that.
No!
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good for you.
So good for you. For real, for fun, for everyone you're listening to. Out Loud Orlando, the humble happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every week. GayRadioShow.com is the website. And you can listen to us on there, listen to past shows, listen to all kinds of fun stuff. There's links to like YouTube, to Twitter, to Instagram, all kinds of good things. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 356, the first show of the month of December. And I'm really happy. It's the last month of the year. 2015 is almost over. I don't know about you guys. I'm ready for this year to be over. 2016 will be a marked new year for me, going around cast and crew. Back after a few weeks, my good friend, she comes here on a bus, Lady Mary Matthews.
Me. Hey everybody, how's it going?
Good to see you. And over there, Eric the Actor. What's up, man?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
And for the first time, he gets here in his own way. Say that again. I had your mic down. Say it again.
Hello!
And he got here in his own car. He has transportation.
You sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire the first time.
Oh, well, that's...
Hello!
Yeah. Inspiration for everything.
And then a new friend that I, you know, I always have leftovers from Thanksgiving. Well, this is my leftovers from
last night.
This is my leftovers from Puerto Rican Thanksgiving. This is Jeff X. I met him for the first time, and he has a past in radio. And you know, I do that thing where I'm just going, you know what? I'd like you to come be on the show. He was one of those feelings. I go with like the feeling, like in my cockles, like way down deep in my cockles when I just has that
that
stirring.
Can you say that on the radio?
It's spelled with a U and an E. It's old English. So.
It's a very proper word.
Yeah, that's right. So check
it out. You'll come after me. So
check out our website, Gay Radio Show. Oh, sorry. I'll say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Give us a call, 407-646-2915 if you want to call the show, and you can stay in touch on Twitter. That's Twitter, at Gay Radio Show. Just follow us, at Gay Radio Show. And do hashtag Gay Radio Show. We'll get your message even quicker. And you can communicate with us as we are doing our thing, doing the thing. So it's our post-Thanksgiving wrap-up. Special thanks especially to Rob and to Addison Taylor, who were here last week, along with Alex the Friendturn. Addison Taylor comes in every year now for Thanksgiving to just kind of give us that corn nugget of wisdom about, you know, hey, your family isn't always based on the blood you share. You know, you have to find your tribe. You know, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. Someone said that on the air once a couple of years ago, and I thought they had like unleashed a demon. Like, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Sacrifice.
I was like the temple of doom is going to open up right now.
Just shut off and blink.
Oh my goodness.
So Thanksgiving was all in all, it was a relaxing Thanksgiving for me. I really didn't do anything Thanksgiving Day until Thursday night when I went to Puerto Rican Thanksgiving, which was a lot of fun with Yoshi and with David over their house. And we ended up, you know, just enjoying the meal, watching Ted 2 and conversing. So that was my first Thanksgiving. And everyone starts late at the Puerto Rican household. Like, we weren't sitting down to eat until 10 or 10:30.
Yes.
Wow, no, ma'am.
That's exactly how it is. No, we usually start like 8, 9, and it goes on until the wee hours.
Oh, wait, you're Hispanic.
Oh, that's right, a Puerto Rican.
What? And you didn't tell me?
I am never going to a Puerto Rican dinner ever. Black folks, we start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we go till 10 o'clock.
And we always joke about that in our culture. We always like, oh, the gringos start always. The white folks always start late. I mean, early. They always start early.
Right. What did you do for Thanksgiving? Were you working that day, or were you off that day, or what happened?
Oh, I was working.
Oh, you were. She's been working hard for the month. Now, she's been working really, really, and I'm really thankful that on your one day off, you hop the bus and you come here, and I'm going to be able to start hopefully giving back a little bit more, you know, because some things are panning out, so we're going to see, hopefully be able to make it a little bit more worthwhile.
Yes.
And then, what about you? Were you here? Were you home?
No, I was home. I was at my sister's house. She was hosting Thanksgiving this year. It was awesome. We had, like, a lot more family members there this year, so it was cool to see like everybody.
Do you ever meet family members that you haven't ever met before? Like, you realize they've been like, they're grown ups, so like, I've never met you before, but we're somehow related.
Cousins.
And you're the gay one. Okay. I heard about you at the family reunion. You were
right. And then I went and spent the weekend, in visiting the parents in Polk County, kind of making up for it. And it was a good weekend. It was relaxing, catching them up on my trip to Argentina, which we, you know, disclosed last week. If you want to hear all about that, that's episode 355 on Gay Radio Show. I got to see my little cousins. I got dragged to, this is the first time I think I'm going to start feeling like an uncle, like an older member of the family. I got dragged to the Good Dinosaur with my little, 7 and 10 year old cousins. They loved it. I found it to be very for a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Pixar movies are usually like written to be very kind of smart, have a lot of, you know, humor that adults can enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this movie was really missing that. It was literally like a dinosaur that didn't talk and a little like man-child Neanderthal baby that didn't talk. So all they're doing is like not talking and interacting and just doing things. It was a very much, and so when you know, the comedy wasn't there, the mental stimulation wasn't there. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I'm able to maintain a relationship with all my family, and that was a good thing. So, when we were talking about Thanksgiving, I wanted to mention, I took the sweet potato casserole. I started cooking the sweet potato casserole that day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for this thing. You tried it, didn't you?
It was delicious.
Okay, listen.
Upset my stomach. 1 o'clock?
But shut up. It did not. It did not. It was twice baked sweet potato casserole because I did it and I burned the mushrooms, or the mushrooms, the marshmallows.
Yeah, I was like, the mushrooms. Well,
what
yes.
kind of sweet potato casserole are you making?
So I burned the marshmallows. So I had to like take it out. I had to like scoop off the burned marshmallows, put new marshmallows on, bake it again. And then, I don't know what it is. I've never really like hosted a Thanksgiving before. And I'm a good cook. I love knowing how to cook. But when it's Thanksgiving and you're like taking a certain thing, you get very defensive about that. Like, I was kind of like,
you okay, hover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, did you like that?
Yes, exactly.
You stand next good, to the right? You stand next to the buffet right next to the plate that? You made, and you're like, did you get some of that?
I made an announcement. I was like, listen, I made this, I burned it, I've worked on it for 5 hours. You better try it. Everyone better like you see, want if everyone doesn't like it, you're kind of like, oh, what I waste my time for.
They loved it.
Was yes, and this yes, is at did. The Puerto Rican dinner?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes,
you
was.
Scream like that, nobody shot you? I'm surprised.
It was good. I also got to see an ex this weekend, and it was this is the first kind of ex I've ever had where it's like we're able to be cool and be friends. Like, I was like, I've never had that before, ever in my life. Where it's like, hey, yo, we used to date and boom, snap, clap it regularly. Now we're just chilling as friends and having a coffee. I was like, it was really odd. Like, I kept waiting.
Some of my exes.
I've never had that happen. I usually nuke bridges, you know, so that's...
Me too, but I'm friends with someone.
Goodbye!
You nuke the entire city when you break up with people.
What did Green Day say? Let's nuke the bridge we've torched 2,000 times before. This time we'll blast it all to hell. You never heard that?
No.
Stuck down in a rut. This dog gets its butt.
Do you Let's have the right
to sing the
song?
Let's nuke the bridge we torched 2,000 times before.
Do we?
This
Keep
time we'll blast
seconds.
It all too well.
Do we have
And then it gets really angry. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo, you're just doo-doo-doo-doo, a whore. I can't explain it because you're f***ing sore.
And 1, 2, 3, and sleep.
Yeah, I should just dump all that. Sorry that just happened.
So that happened. But it did. And moving on.
Anyway, so Thanksgiving, everyone survived and had a good time. Thank you very much for being a part of our Thanksgiving well wishes. Let's go into, that was the first thing I learned this week. Let's go into the Jeff X, every week in the show, I try to learn three things, whether it's three things about myself, other people on the show, things going on in this world, in the news, you know, social. So I try to learn at least three things every week. And a segment we like to call the three things that Justice learned this week. I sang that song myself. Yeah. All right, so that's the first thing we learned this week. So we learned three things this week. The other thing is, this is a really an awesome event. If you weren't aware, December 1st commemorates World AIDS Day. It is World AIDS Day. Now, why are we talking about AIDS? Is it slightly stereotypical to think that the gay radio show, gayradioshow.com, is going to talk about AIDS? Well, yeah, we are, because not only does it affect all people, regardless of your age, your gender, your ethnicity, or sexual orientation. But there's no denying that in the history of, you know, of gay people, the gay community has been... directly, immensely affected by HIV and the AIDS epidemics, you know, particularly in the late 80s, early 90s. So when you look at the fact that it's affected our community and still does to this day in a large way, you know, we talk about World AIDS Day and how it's hashtag Giving Tuesday. So I encourage everyone to go check out, you know, type World AIDS Day into your Google browser. Try to find out more. Find out about organizations and become educated. You know, this is the little disclaimer status. Know your status. Know what's going on with your body. You know, it's okay. You know, I want to talk about slut shaming a little later in today's show. It's okay if you are a big slut. It's okay if you are very, very...
Why is he pointing at me? I mean, I am, but you don't have to broadcast it on live air.
Shame.
I mean, you know your status. There's plenty of places that we support. Every year we support We support Whores and Help of Central Park.
We support Whores and Harps. The musical area. We give the whores harps and they create beautiful music. Okay. On the they creating such a beautiful environment. I just imagine a bunch
of go-go boys with harps on
them. These downtrodden areas now filled with glorious music.
Every year we try to support and raise money for the Orlando AIDS Walk that raises money and directly benefits Hope and Help of Central Florida, a full-service AIDS organization for people living with AIDS that can't afford their premiums, people that are on medication. Antiretroviral medications. Is it retroviral? Antiviral?
Retroviral.
Retroviral? Yes. So like old school, like it's cool now, like, you know, like if it's retro, it's kind of like old, but it's cool.
I don't think anything's cool about this at all. And can I just make this one statement? They picked the worst day of the year to do this fundraising thing because it's the day after Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And the Monday everybody just spent their whole entire paycheck on Black Friday. We should probably do this.
Well, no,
like,
no. They try to do it Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and then after you've spent all these days buying crap for yourself, Giving Tuesday. So it's kind of like, I mean, I did it. I did it today. Did you hear about all the promo stuff that Bono from U2 is doing for the Red, you know, the whole Red and Spy Red inspired?
He's done so much charity.
U2 has all these celebrities lined up where you can donate. If you donate at least $10, you can get your, it's a completely random draw. So it's everything from get a glamour makeover with the Kardashians, George Clooney will compliment you for 45 seconds, ride a bicycle with Bono. Jimmy Kimmel will talk to your child and give him the talk, you know, about like the birds and the bees.
You've not said one thing that I would want, so keep going.
Meet Meryl Streep on the red carpet.
See, I'm down for that. You just got the gaze.
Yeah,
I mean, so we talk about World AIDS Day because when 34 million people in this world are affected with HIV and AIDS, specifically in third world countries where, you know, they don't have yet access to post-exposure prophylactics like PrEP, like Truvada, you know, this money makes a big difference. So I did my donations and I've entered 100 times to be chosen. Now, granted, there's going to be millions and millions of people, but for donating money, I was thinking, what would make me have the most joy that would be fun? I want to meet Jimmy Kimmel, and it'd probably be filmed and promoted by his people. So I'm going to meet with Jimmy Kimmel, and he's going to give me the talk on how to with a woman.
That's great. So I was at Bank of America this morning, and they had a TV in the lobby showing little pictures of little African kids, and it made me a little sad, but I did not see one gay person on there, and it kind of made me jealous.
Yeah.
okay.
Speaking of, oh, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to be in Orlando tomorrow. Oh, I don't have any other details on that, but I'll just go.
Hey, why is she here?
She'll be here somewhere.
Well, I mean, she's kind of campaigning for president. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
She's so short. I did not, I saw her in person once in somewhere, some old folks' home somewhere. She was campaigning, and she is extremely short.
I got over my viewing politicians as celebrities. You know, I got over that a long time ago. I think it came from being a political science major and living up in D.C. and working in the House of Representatives twice with two Florida congresspersons. It's just people doing their jobs. Yeah, and then, you know, like the biggest kind of event I ever put myself into, and this is please do not boycott the show. You know, at the time, I was in Virginia, and it was when George W. Bush was inaugurated president. And I thought, you know what, how many other times will I have to go to a presidential inauguration and have the hookup to, you know, be in kind of like the closer than the general populace? So I froze my butt off in Northern Virginia and saw, you know, the presidential inauguration. I was like, okay, you know, that happened. And then it didn't really do anything to my life to see it. You can see more on TV. You can see more and get more information from the comfort of your own bedroom on an HD TV while you're
sipping your tea. And
yeah, well, I was or doing tea or just, you know, just like chilling, you know, doing some E, doing some G, just like hanging out with your chains.
Rolling on tea while watching the presidential inauguration of Hillary Clinton. Please do that.
When we talk about World AIDS Day, just a couple other things that, you know, I mean, when I try to wrap my brain around like a massive topic like this, you know, like a massive throbbing topic that you just can't fit into one hole of conversation, I try to think about a couple things. You know, obviously there are plenty of places to know and get tested and know your status. And I'm very open with that. When I hang out with somebody and that possibility is there, I'm very unshy about asking, hey, do you know your status? When did you get tested? And if someone says they don't know it or they haven't been tested, I'm the first one to say, well, hey, let's hang out. What if we go and get tested? Because it's right next door. Let's go to the center where they do testing 7 days a week. Free, 20 minutes, yeah, confidential. Like, and then it's right next door to Taco Chino. It says delicious tacos. So I'm like, so it's like, hey, let's go get tested and then you'll know your status. And, you know, if it's negative, we'll go have a celebration taco. And if for some reason it's not negative, we'll go and we'll have, you know, like, let's talk about this taco. You know, so
it's... Let's talk about this taco.
AIDS is a very personal thing to me because I have family and friends living with it and they're activists for it as well.
Right, right.
And when I was 15 years old, I lost a family member to that and I actually helped take care of them until they passed away. And I saw what it did to them, like how they deteriorated before my eyes. And it was a very, very... eye-opening experience.
I understand.
Yes, it was very, very scary.
But
now it's times have changed. There's meds and there's things, and it's sad that for a while there was the, how do you say, there
what
wasn't
did he say?
How do you, the status. You know, the status of people was like actually kind of windering down.
Right.
And now in the gay community, it's going up again.
I was gonna say my exposure with it has been in the last couple years. I've known more people my age in their late 20s, you know, early 30s, that have become infected with HIV. And even though they can live healthy, successful lives, there's no escaping or denying that pain and that hurt that comes from somebody finding out that. I've had people that have said, hey, you're the first person I'm telling. I was with somebody one time where, you know, I said, I'll take an Oraquic. You know, you took the little, you buy it at the Walgreens, you put it in your mouth, you test it at home 20 minutes. I had someone that I had been, this was a couple years ago, someone I was talking to, and you know, we were boom, snap, clapping it, and I realized that he had not been tested in a while since his last relationship. So I got the Oraquic, and no names, but you know, so he and so it, when we went to go do it at his place, it came back and it read as positive. And I was like, I didn't want to say it. So I was like, hey, go look at that. And he was like, what do you think you see? And he thought he saw two lines. And so, I mean, you know, that was an odd moment because all of a sudden you're very thinking about your own health versus their health. You know, something like that. That's when I was already on, you know, Truvada. I've been on Truvada and I speak openly about that on the air. Gilead ought to be sponsoring this show. You know, I have made so many.
Back and have a count as to how many times you've actually said it.
Oh, dude, my doctor is banking off of this. Everyone's always like, hey, you talk about it. What's going on? I'd like, yeah, this is my doctor, my primary care physician. He actively, you know, he acknowledged it. He's, you know, well aware of the benefits of it. You know, I've been on PrEP, Truvada, for 2 years. I'm lucky to have health insurance where it doesn't cost me anything. The new disparity when it comes to health insurance and wealth and socioeconomic status, that's becoming kind of the new benchmark of where you are in society. Because I know people that want to be on PrEP desperately because they, you know, like you said, it's okay to be sexually active. It's okay to, you know, as long as you're doing something, it's consensual. You're not hurting anybody else. You know, it is your choice on what to do and it's your choice to protect yourself. And some people I know, though, are very desperate to be on things like Truvada or other, you know, post-exposure prophylaxis. But to them, it represents like an extra $1,200 a month they can't afford.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
You know, so I mean, eventually we're going to see the cost of that medicine go down. I'm hopeful that more insurance providers, health insurance providers, will recognize the cost benefit of viewing it as preventative care instead of saying, hey, yeah, we're not going to cover it. I mean, because like I said, my insurance, I get a 3 month supply for free. You know, they just mail it to me.
Before that,
it was like $30. I mean, granted, I've got, you know, the bomb ass job and I've got like great health insurance because I'm an amazing person. But not everyone is as amazing and humble as I.
Well, I mean, maybe like let's hope that maybe one day there'll be like an over-the-counter kind of thing.
Right.
They do have an over-the-counter like abortion pill.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, for women. So maybe for gay men and for people who want to protect themselves from HIV. They'll do something like that for us.
I hope they do that. I have a feeling they probably will.
And so, you know, like I said, World AIDS Day, be aware of all the different things that are going on. If you just type World AIDS Day, you can get a lot more information. Be aware that this is not something that has gone away. And that
it's
this does, this, you know, just like this radio show, for real, for fun, for everyone, you know. Wait, I almost compared our radio show to HIV.
It's fun. It's for everyone.
All
it's
right.
For everybody.
For real, for fun, for everybody. Can we not compare our show to a virus that has, like, drastically impacted the world?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Like, sorry about that. No, it was an accident. I wasn't trying to do it intentionally. It's not one of those things where I thought, hey, let me say something real shocking. Let me just be a big old shock jock for a moment here.
And one thing people need to remember, too, is that even though we have advanced medications in this day and age, it's still something that everyone's body is going to react different to.
Right.
So not everyone, just because there's meds, doesn't mean you're going to be, oh, I'm going to be okay. No.
I get tested, you know, I've had my blood work done every 6 months to make sure, like, your liver functions are good. But the one thing I heard that was kind of weird was I heard that people that have been on it, I think I'm past this window period, but I heard that some people that are on it for more than a year, they develop a lactose intolerance allergy. They become allergic to milk and cheese and ice cream if they take it. That didn't happen to me because I love milk and ice cream.
I became lactose intolerant when I turned 30. Like, and I'm not kidding. Yeah. I used to not almond have milk, any problem milk. With milk. And then after my 30th birthday, probably about 2 months after that, I couldn't eat ice cream. I couldn't drink milk or anything like that.
You think that's like your body like saying, hey, listen, I know how to help you decrease like drinking buttermilk and be healthier. And, you know, I'm not going to let you enjoy this.
Milk. No, you can't enjoy this.
My body's like, I'm tired of lugging around 300 pounds.
Your body's like, okay, listen, we need to tone down on the ice cream. You're not listening. Yeah. Lactose intolerance.
Exactly. Bodies do change.
But now that... fooled you, they make soy milk ice cream now.
God, but you know, this one, awesome. Jeff X is a cute little one, though. Like, I was originally going to hit on Jeff X and show him my sweet potatoes, but, you know, he's got a good voice for radio. So I had that, it's that timeless question of, you know, do I go for it, or does he give such good radio that I just kind of, like, you
it
know.
Wasn't gonna it wasn't going
to happen. You okay over there?
Yes, I was looking at news.
Rude. No.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to do some news today? Is there any news?
I don't have any, unless you have it.
I did really go to news. Faces last
yeah,
night.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, before we talk about Miss Face, I wanted to say, also when we talk about just hashtag Giving Tuesday, already we always try to promote on Thursday, December 17th at Southern Nights Nightclub at 9 p.m. is going to be Broadway Christmas. I know Lady Berry said you just got tapped for performing that night.
Exactly.
And it's Broadway Christmas, put on by Kai Adonis, the House of Adonis. All the money goes to benefit the Trevor Project. And the Trevor Project, if you're not familiar, they are the number one LGBT suicide prevention networks, you know, for looking at and targeting specifically teenagers to, you know, mid-20s folks that may have a problem and don't have anyone to talk to offer that helpline. So Broadway Christmas is a great night where lots of different performers of all different kinds, live singers, dancers, drag queens, performers, they come in and they do any scene or song from a musical, whatever. So it could be a Disney musical or a Broadway musical, and it's very loosely interpreted, mainly because Kai Adonis likes doing Disney, so this is her excuse to do, like, Disney musicals. So anyway, that's going to be on the 17th. And then, one more thing I had to say is we were talking about, you know, Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday and Black Friday. Word of advice. Don't go up to African-American prostitutes on Orange Blossom Trail on Black Friday and try to solicit, like, a deal or a discount. They don't take kindly to that. I just, you know, I like trying things, like trying out new material. Don't try it out on OBT.
Okay.
Don't try it, because then you have to try to explain that to the cop, who's the undercover vice, and it just doesn't go over that well.
Oh, of course. Well,
did this really happen? I just really want to know, did this really happen?
And happy 3-year anniversary.
I thought that too.
And happy 3-year anniversary to the trick that came over to my house and left a 32-ounce bottle of Queen Helene cocoa butter and lotion, hand lotion, because I'm still using that after all these years. Good stuff. Smelling up my place.
Very nice.
I can tell you what ethnicity that person was.
You know what my, you know what, No. You know what? No, he was white, though. But do you
really?
Know you know the correlation? Think about it.
Was he adopted?
Okay, think about it. Think about people that like Queen Helene cocoa butter hand lotion and hand and body lotion, okay? Then think about stereotypes and hashtag Eggplant Friday, okay? You get where I'm going with this? You get where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay.
I'm so lost.
Black dudes got big dicks.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, so then I'm thinking, if they always have a readily available supply of cocoa butter, and they're all like, with the cocoa butter, I'm being led to believe that people that, with the cocoa butter, are more likely to be hashtag Eggplant Friday.
Oh, because it's, you know, it's softening the skin.
Do you use cocoa butter?
No, actually. But
this one's insane. No lie. This one is insane. You know how they say like a spider can carry like 25 times its own body weight? Like this one is like 25 times his own body weight.
It's actually just my left leg.
Oh, okay. He lost that in the war. He just uses it as my left leg for his leg.
And like, this is my last little, you know, it's Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Don't forget also as well that at the venue this Monday the 7th is Pepe's Truth or Dare. Rob Ward and his character Pepe, he's doing the Truth or Dare special. And the thing that's unique about this Truth or Dare special at 9 p.m. at the venue, and there's more info on Facebook and everywhere else. And he was also promoted in Watermark and in the Orlando Weekly. This, all the money raised at this benefit goes to benefit the Barber Fund. John Barber, John Tweaka Weed Barber, a former Miss Comedy Queen, a well-beloved entertainer in person here in Central Florida, passed away to cancer. So this is a cancer awareness organization. And, you know, so I'm going to be there, and I hope you are too, if you want to be. And we're going to donate, and all that money goes to charity. So I'm sorry. And you were saying about Miss Face last night. It was a pageant.
Faces.
Miss Faces.
At... We'll just call it Faces.
It's called Miss Face, the Miss Face competition.
Yeah, everyone just, for short, it's just like all Faces.
You're doing the Club
Faces.
Kid during you're doing, pageant.
You're doing it Faces stands, next year, you're doing
stands,
Faces.
It stands for Fierce Annual Club Kid Explosion.
Yes, mama.
Last night at Southern Nights.
I was going to go. I fell into a cuddle puddle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, precious.
it was really good. A lot of new talent is out there. I did not agree with some of the way people placed, but it is what it is. And there was a lot of people there. Of course, myself and my House of Lords representing. TP came from Miami, TP Lords. So, and she was handing out the gifts.
Handing out the awards. TP on television.
Oh, really?
That's the rumor.
On what, America's Got Talent?
No. That's just a rumor.
Wait, she's gonna be on the Drag Race?
No one knows.
No one knows.
When somebody that knows no that person knows. Closely says, "I don't know," no one knows. That means yes.
So yeah, actually, if I would have been known earlier, TP could have been here with us right now.
I hate it when Trade texts me and is like, "I'm listening to your show," because I'm like, "Oh great, now I gotta watch what I say."
Hey Trade.
No,
hey, how y'all doing?
His name is Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Oh,
Trey.
Nah, I remember that.
I like
no,
that.
He got mad when he thought I was referring to him by the name Trey, but it turns out that he was upset because he thought I mixed up the name, not because I referred to him as Trade. So
no. Can we please discuss what we talked about earlier? What is your definition of Trade?
You know what? I thought that Trade... Okay, this is... What do gay men say? A new segment on Out Loud Orlando. Eric, what do you...
What vocab word each day.
Gay slang.
No, code. Our code word of the day is...
GayRadioShow.com. Brought to you by the word...
Today's
trade.
Trade.
Yeah. Brought to you by the word... Fierce!
Yes!
Okay, what trade? What do you define trade as?
Like, trade. Trade's coming in and out the doors.
Okay, so what would you define as trade? Yeah. What are some adjectives?
Straight acting.
Masculine.
See,
masculine.
No, but what you were saying earlier was different. I referred to generally trade is a term used for a hookup. Like, yeah. I went on Grindr and now trade is coming over. Or, hey, don't come home yet. I got trade over. Hey, you know what? Sorry about the mess downstairs. I'll mop it up later. Trade was here.
Back in the day, especially up north, like in New York, trade is that. It's a hookup, but it's usually with a more masculine, sometimes a straight guy that's in the DL.
Just think about porn.
Yeah,
very masculine. Trade in the title.
Okay.
It's that kind of man. Yeah. It's not like a whole bunch of twinks flitting around with wings on them.
Yeah, exactly. And just,
you know.
See, I've never had that comparison because when I say trade would refer to anyone that came over to Netflix and chill last night.
That's kind of what it is now, but before it wasn't like that. It was just.
Trade was like when I was kind of more totes mask bro in the closet.
Yeah.
Not if you say totes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totes mask bro.
So I saw a construction worker down the street and he winked at me and he hit me up and wants to hook up. So now he's straight and he's married. Okay, that's trade.
Yeah, like, oh, you should have saw the trade at the mall yesterday. Trade meaning not the one holding hands with the man.
So wait, is trade like a synonym for just eye candy? Like, look at the eye candy, like a good-looking dude you're looking at, fantasizing about?
Yeah.
The new generation has re-owned the word. Like, the new generation has milked.
They've
redefined it.
They've redefined a lot of things. They've milked everything for what it is, and now everything's become part of pop culture. A lot of these slang terms were really underground, basic. Fierce.
Oh, yeah, for
Slay,
sure.
Like, all these things that are popular now, and, like, you have suburban moms saying it, then it's, oh, yeah, it's no, been ma'am. Juiced. It's been juiced.
Our friend John, who always checks in, he just said trade equals a free trick.
So, it's a trick. A free trick. Which is a hookup.
Yeah.
You know, a free trick.
It's a hookup. Yeah.
Very nice. Good job. Let's see, what else do I have on my little list here of things that, you know what, I think it's time to, she comes here on a bus. What's going on?
Nothing. Oh. Absolutely nothing. Nothing
going on. All right, look, it's time for On the Bus with Lady Barry Matthews.
Yay!
I was gonna say, is my music still playing?
Mm-hmm. It's on. Yeah. You just can't hear it. All right, go.
The mics are on. Me? Oh,
the mics are on. Go.
Oh, today on the bus with Lady Barry. Did I miss my cue? Did I miss it?
Just a little
on the one and the one. My roommates would know what that reference is. All right, so today on the bus, I saw this gentleman, and multiple people actually. When did wearing shoes with Velcro become cool again?
When you turned 70?
Yeah, like
when you were born with a developmental disability and you can't tie knots.
Like I saw multiple people.
When you're quirky from that show from the 80s.
Like, unless you got a touch of the Downs, you should be wearing something with
when
laces.
When you're that girl from American Horror Story and laces just, you know, keep beating you every day.
I'm a pretty girl.
Exactly.
I'm the witch.
What? And also, when did it become publicly acceptable to pick your nose?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I think I do it when I drive.
You do it right now.
You do that all the time. That's picking your nose. I don't care if you're actually sticking your finger
up there. No, that's not picking my nose. That's taking the back of my that's taking the back of my thumb and pressing any showing nose hairs into the skin.
Okay, well, look, your finger is entering your nostril and picking your nose.
In your nose.
I'm not picking my nose.
Yes, you are.
What? I am not. I'll snot rocket. I'll booger blast. I'll do that.
Have it all over your shirt.
Well, they usually do it outside on a pavement or on someone's car you don't like.
Now, this may be a touchy subject, but I am sick
me
tired.
Picking my nose on the air?
Exactly.
I'm very touchy about it.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I'm so sick and tired of pregnant people, women specifically, just getting whatever they want and being, like, just complaining about the most random thing. Like, I had a lady at my job the other day complain that we didn't have a place for her to breastfeed without it being a bathroom. I'm sorry, I didn't knock you up. Why is it my responsibility to give you a curtain?
Exactly.
Listen, I noticed this for the first time ever flying back from my trip to South America. In different airports now up in New York, they had, it was like a self-standing, like two little phone. It was called the privacy pod.
Yeah.
And it was a privacy pod we could just go into. And I'm thinking about the number of times that I've been in a public place and needed like a private area with a closed locking door so I could do other things. So I was like, yo, I could use the breastfeeding privacy pod to like go feed some other things, you know what I mean? Like I go hang out, like boom snap, like talk about the weather.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what you're gonna be doing in there. But like, oh, and then there's the women who are on the opposite end of the spectrum who just like whip it out anywhere, like, and then get offended when
does that happen a lot in the bus?
It does actually. It does. And like I work at a restaurant as well. I won't name the name, but you'd go up to a table as a server. And
I've
the woman has her tit just hanging out, uh-huh. And she's breastfeeding. And then
did
when
you say you, that?
Yes, I did. Dump it. All right. She has it hanging out, and then she gives you a dirty look for looking at it. I'm sorry, you have your big old breasticles hanging out, and I can see it. Like it's public nudity, ma'am. And I wish you would go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
And like I have friends that are pregnant, and they're gonna hate me if they listen to this. But
I mean, I've seen them do it, where I'm okay with it. Like if they have the blanket, where they've got the blanket covering.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's fine. That. Yeah,
because then it looks like you're crocheting or something.
Yeah.
It's not like breastfeeding.
It's totally fine.
It looks
that's
like you're
acceptable.
Smothering your child. I'm okay with that.
That's okay.
But if you're not,
don't breastfeed in public.
Right. So that's the moral of the story. Does it really happen on the bus a lot,
it
though?
It does.
It does.
Like, every other week when I come here, there's some lady whipping it out. And if I whipped it out, I'd get arrested.
Very true.
So,
just tell them you're pregnant. Carry around a plastic doll and tell them you're pregnant and go topless.
Oh, well, I do have breasts. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for saying that.
What? No, I was saying thank you for your bit. I was saying thank you for
No, you
for,
said I know
for
first.
Bit.
Oh?
What? So anyway, some other things happened in the news today. Eric, I didn't really have any news for you because it was weird. So I pulled a couple of stories. Well, like, well, it's a weird news day when everyone's worried about Black Friday and Thanksgiving. So like, this is the most odd week for
crazy,
news.
Crammed, all this stuff's happening.
Everyone's just gearing up for. Great job, Lady Barry. You going to breastfeed?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna go find a privacy pod.
Very nice. Good job.
Please.
We talked about World AIDS Day, and you know, also to commemorate World AIDS Day, this happened in London's Soho Square. The NAT, the National AIDS Trust, will be setting up a pop-up kissing booth sponsored by Attitude Magazine and Sip the Pink is the name of the business. And they're going to be featuring different drag queens and some beautiful ginger models that set up kissing booths.
Ooh.
And so the idea is, if you come and donate money, you can kiss a guy at the kissing booth. And it's to bring awareness because, surprisingly, 16% of people still believe that you can contract HIV merely from kissing, which is up an astonishing, which is up from 4% from 10 years ago. So, you know, you and I hear that and just go, no, you can't.
I mean, that's like a bloody blister or something on your lip.
Yeah, unless you're making out with them like a giant cut on them.
I remember hearing Pedro Zamora from The Real World, San Francisco, season 3 of The Real World.
I remember that.
And I remember his whole explanation of it was, think about it this way. The only way you're going to get HIV from kissing is if you have got a massive gushing cut in your mouth. But what's happening when there is a cut? There's blood gushing out. So you have to project enough bodily fluid, saliva, and like super soaker shotgun blast that bodily fluid into the open cut, which is bleeding out. And if that's the case, and you have that much saliva or that much open sores bleeding out your mouth, you probably ought not to be kissing.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like one of those, you know, what should I not do today
exactly.
situations. Anyway, so he says, the number of people who don't understand the basic facts about HIV and how it's transmitted is absolutely shocking. It should be cause for the government to bring mandatory sex education and relationship books into schools. The kissing booth is a fun way to make a really important point that HIV is still here and needs more needs than ever to educate people about it. Right.
Right on. Cheerio.
Other than being World AIDS Day, you have your phone with you, can't you?
Yeah.
I want you to look up. Oh, my dad does that. Okay, yeah, do that. And then it's December 1st. It's National Christmas Lights Day. Look up those other three right there. So when it's National Christmas Day, everyone's already started, you know, shoving their holiday Yule tidings down your throat. You know, the great, it's your Christmas time. Charlie Brown came out. It celebrated its 50th year. Thinking about all my favorite Christmas cartoons that come on. What is the one thing that brings you into the spirit? Like, when do you start feeling like it's Christmas?
The first time I hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
That already happened at the Thanksgiving Day parade. Mariah Carey was lip syncing to it.
For us Latinos, it's Thanksgiving.
He was telling me about this thing.
Holidays start literally from Thanksgiving till January 6th.
He was telling me about this thing that Puerto Ricans make that I'm going to try this year. It's called like coquino. Or it's
coquito.
Like, coquito. Coquito. What is it?
Coquito.
Coquito.
It's pretty much, it's like a brain aneurysm in a bottle. It's like.
It's delicious.
It's delicious and it gets you messed up real quick.
As you
coconut,
know.
It's coconut, you know, cream and vanilla and cinnamon and Bacardi and all these other great things mixed together.
As you know, I am trans Latino, so I think it's my first Christmas that I need to drink some coquito.
Coquito. Coquito.
Yeah, don't go somewhere and ask somebody for some
coquito. If you can't pronounce it, you probably shouldn't drink it.
But you still haven't had it yet, right?
No, I've never tried it before.
Okay.
Please,
so
I'll
have to make you some.
You said there's eggs in it, though, yeah?
Some people use eggs, some people don't. I don't put eggs in mine.
It's Puerto Rican eggnog.
It's pretty much an eggnog. I don't put eggs in mine.
Give us a call, 407-646-2915. Hit us up on Twitter, at Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter, at Gay Radio Show. So when your Christmas is coming in, I'm going to put up a tree this year. I'm really excited that I have people coming down that I'm going to kind of get to do, you know, Christmas. I'm going to spend Christmas up in the Alabama with my nephews. They're
twins, right?
The twin nephews, Ronan and Riker. They're not even 2 years old yet, though. So it's still going to be, it's like I don't really want to devote too much energy towards this Christmas because they're too young to remember it. And like the next 2 or 3 years, that'll be when Christmas is the most fun, you know, to spend that time with them. So with Christmas coming up, hold on, I wrote something else down. I hate when I make notes for the show and then they start, you know, ended up in different places other than my notepad.
I never knew your nephew's names. Those are the cutest two names I've ever heard.
Well, you know, one of my nephews is Asian and one of them is white.
I saw the picture.
Because they're twins. They're fraternal twins. Yeah. Yeah. And so when I met them, my little brother goes, this is Ronan the white baby and this is Riker the Asian baby. And I was like, John, you can't say that. You can't say that. And then I looked at him, I was like, dang it, that's a white baby and that's an Asian baby. baby. And the white one, the white baby's got like a chill attitude. The Asian baby is a real SOB. Like their Asian baby has like got a bad attitude, and I don't think I love him as much. And then I feel racist because I was like, I don't love the one that looks Asian as much.
It sounds like me. I like that.
Yeah. When it comes to your favorite Halloween, your favorite holiday movie, your favorite Christmas movie, what qualifies as a Christmas movie? Because I would have
Home Alone.
I was gonna say, does Home Alone make the list?
Definitely,
because they're all set in Christmas.
Yeah, it's about Christmas.
And then you have The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, live action animated,
Jingle All the Way,
Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classics.
The stop animations, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah,
the first one was good.
The first one was amazing. Yeah. They got worse as they went on. Oh, have you seen the Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
You mean the Guardians?
God, oh my goodness! I say that every time. The Guardians. That movie
that was
makes
an
me
odd
cry.
Movie.
That was a great
it makes
movie.
Me cry every it's time.
Awesome. I thought that was awesome.
I'll never look at the Tooth Fairy the same way with that one.
She's kind of creepy.
Yeah, we got to give a shout-out to, I hate doing shout-outs, but I promised two people I would. We got to give a shout-out to one of our listeners up in Pennsylvania. Happy birthday to Mike. And we got to give a shout-out to our Canadian listeners, Jay Carter, who's the guy who's making our tank tops for us. And then we also have what is it?
TP Lords.
TP Lords. I don't
and the House of Lords.
Can I give a shout-out to my sister Craven Moorhead? It's her birthday.
Lord. Whoop, whoop. Well, so what'd you find on the day? What's the date on that?
Okay, so for Wear a Dress Day, simply...
December 1st is National Wear a Dress Day.
Okay, so it started in Bend, Oregon on April 17th, 2010, after a simple conversation
about
how
beautiful... If you bend your Oregon, then you know...
How beautiful dresses are and how more women should wear them. It soon spread through Facebook, and on May 27th, there were officially 100,000 people attending the event. So that's Wear a Dress Day. It's a made-up holiday on Facebook. Because dresses are so pretty.
I love dresses. And who wants to go to Bend, Oregon?
That's terrible. I mean,
I'd rather wear a dress than think about Bend, Oregon. Anyway.
Oh.
Let's wear a dress.
That sounds like a good drag name. Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. It's my name. Don't wear it out. And there's Civil Air Patrol Day. Not quite sure what that's about. There's a long...
So I highlighted Civil Air Patrol Day because that's what my old man does. The colonel, my dad, does Civil Air Patrol and flies around. And he was like the vice wing commander and did all that stuff. So yeah, I was like, proud of my old man. My old man does good things.
That's great.
My favorite one here is interesting. Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day.
Yeah, explain that one.
All this
please.
Says is our hearts fill with compassion today for coworkers stuck wearing bifocals at the PC.
Who still wears bifocals?
Some people just have them. Shed a tear as their heads bob up and down, in and out, trying to read the monitor, trying to decide which set of lenses to use. It's just, I don't know, this one or this one. Better number one and number two. I don't know. My vision's terrible.
And it's why don't terrible. We have our own day for the radio show?
Exactly.
We need to start a
Facebook event, and we need to get 100,000 people to
and
like it.
And then we can
it,
claim that it's National Gay Radio
it's gay
Show
radio
Day.
Gay Radio Show Day.
That's right.
Get a listen to the radio.
Featuring Lady Barry Matthews and those other people.
Shit. Like storytelling.
Stop texting, you're doing a show.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm trying to like do damage control right now, my bad.
So professional.
And you did the one thing that
the funny thing is, when I met this dude, Mr. Host over here.
Yeah.
The first thing how he noticed me is that he called me out on my shirt.
Yes.
The one you're wearing now?
No.
I was about to say, because this was last night. Dirty.
No. He called me out, I had a vintage tee about Gem and the Holograms, the 80s cartoon and TV show. Which is now a movie.
I heard was terrible.
It was terrible.
Horrible.
I mean, it was cute for today's generation, but it's not for the people who know what it's about. So he called me out on that, and maybe we'll have some of the cast members of that on here. Would you like
that? We could. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You know, you realize I'm usually too self-absorbed to really notice other people when it comes to my radio show, so it's like...
Yeah. You're even like that outside.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. You know, the third thing I learned this week was, you know, in honor but also being HIV, World AIDS Day, and then looking at how everything else is working out for us. I wanted to talk about this concept of slut shaming. I mentioned that earlier. I wanted to talk about slut shaming. And this is a weird thing because you know me above all people. I'm very open. I talk about things. I joke about everything. Life is too serious to be taken seriously. But it's becoming a real phenomenon. And you hear it oftentimes when you hear people that are taking Truvada. When Truvada first came out, it was very much dismissed as being a party drug. And people saying, oh, if you take Truvada, you're a Truvada whore. You know, you're only taking it because you don't want to respect yourself. And so the idea of slut shaming is becoming a really big thing in the gay community. And we're doing it to each other. And it comes down to when we are judging other people based on what they are doing or what they aren't doing or how they are doing it or what they may enjoy doing. And I think when it comes to the idea of solidarity, we need to be well aware that slut shaming is just a psychological way to try and close down the openness and the acceptance that we have built for ourselves in the world, in the community, as LGBTers. And, you know, yes, Halloween, do we all put on the sluttiest costumes? And do we judge people who put on slutty costumes? Yes, we do. But should we really care? If we don't want to wear that costume, then don't. But, you know, why do you have to put down somebody else that does? Because when you do something and you intentionally do something or choose to do something, and you're doing it in a way that is open or in a way that is safe or that is consensual, you really have no grounds to judge anybody else for the things that they do. And it becomes a form of being passive aggressive. And when you're slut shaming, what you're really saying is, deep down psychologically, subconsciously, maybe I'm not happy that I can't be as outgoing as you. Or maybe I'm not happy with the way that I look or the way that I feel or the way that I handle sex. So I'm going to come down on you because you're having more fun than I am. Or you know what? I can judge you for what you're doing because it's different than what I'm doing. And the idea is that you cannot hold anyone else to a standard and think that they are doing wrong by anyone else because they just happen to be doing something different than you. If we try to do away with slut shaming, we're going to be better off as people and as a community because we are going to be criticizing less. We're going to get jealous less. Like Lady Barry Matthews said before the show went on the air, she asked if people could start calling me butt plug because of the, because my head was so big. But there was no really way to interject that into the conversation. But what I'm getting at is whether you call yourself that or whether you don't, it doesn't matter. So be aware of that when people are telling you, hey, this is what I like to do. Or hey, this is what I'm into. Mm-hmm. Or hey, I'm on Truvada. Or hey, you know what? I still like wearing condoms every time. It really doesn't matter. If it affects you and it's someone that's directly involved in your life, yeah, do you have a say? So it's consensual? Yes, most definitely. But beyond that, keep your opinions to yourself. I think we've come too far as a people and as a society to start denigrating ourselves with the infighting that comes from the idea of slut shaming.
Well, even without slut shaming, that's what the gay community has always done. I'm sorry to say, it's the truth. They always put each other down. It's just the way it is.
Here, let me help you down off your soapbox.
It's sad, but it's true. It shouldn't happen. It's an awful thing that is a very common thing that it's not gone away in the gay community. There's always selective groups putting each other down. Tops putting bottoms down, bottoms putting tops. I don't know if I can say that. Yeah. You know, drag queens versus...
Well, I told you before, like we talked about this. I don't tell my roommates, I don't tell my friends and people like who I sleep with.
You just wait till you're on the air and tell me.
Then I tell everybody.
The masculine against the feminine, it's always a battle.
You know, and I've been guilty of it myself too. You know, having be recently, okay, when someone says, are you a top or a bottom? My new response now is, why settle for one bunk when you can have the whole bed? But there was a time where I was strictly just 100% T because of one, just my psychological attitude towards it, a physical discomfort with it. Thinking that if I enjoyed that aspect of boom, snap, clapping it, that it would somehow make me less masculine. Because, you know, it took me a while to come to grips with my sexuality and my acceptance of myself. And then even beyond that, you know, I was on the radio show for, what, almost 2 years, and I still was referring to myself as straight acting until, like, a hardcore lesbian kind of smacked me down in the air and said, hey, yo, you host a show on the air. Why are you referring to yourself as straight acting when you are speaking for this, you know, I don't want to say speaking for this community, when you are speaking as a member of this community, and and that was kind of like the light bulb went off over the head. You could say masculine, and that's fine, whether you are, whether you're not. But it's different than saying I'm putting myself down because I need to be something else. So that was like a big roadblock for me in my mind to think that, hey, if I enjoy, you know, being the bee every now and then, that somehow that makes me less of a man, you know, coming from my years of brainwashing and praying the gay away through, you know, ministry type of thing. So that's a true statement. When you look at people that will put down, you know, I need someone to be the B so that I can be the T. Why would I put down, you know, like I need there to be bottoms, because if there are not bottoms, then we're all just going to be looking at each other really uncomfortably.
Yeah, exactly. Bumping cats.
right. Let's see. What else did you find out about the bifocals day? That's what you said it was?
Yeah, it was just bifocals monitor liberation day.
Right.
That was all that was said about that.
Speaking of slut shaming, I'm gonna now pull this story out here. Adult film performer and producer Michael Lucas is on a crusade to prove that he absolutely, positively, quote, did not leave urine, splatow, and other fecal matter all over an Airbnb rental. Last week, he was slapped with a $30,000 lawsuit for allegedly trashing a 100-year-old Spanish revival mansion in California. Wow. So he rented this California mansion from Airbnb. You know, you go in there, you can, like, rent a room or a house and travel difference. It's kind of like the... It's kind of like the Uber, but for hotels locally in your city. Instead of, like, getting a hotel room, you can rent someone's, like, room, and they make it for visitors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I guess he rented out this Spanish revival mansion in California for an August porn shoot, and the owner, Christina Knapnick, says that they left behind all kinds of bodily fluids, used fleets, toys, etc. And then it goes to the lawsuit reads, plaintiff has not and does not rent the property for the purposes of filming adult pornographic movies. Such an image is not one the plaintiff wants associated with her pristine home. So he goes on to make a statement saying that he's being extorted, claiming that her pristine home isn't as pristine as she would like it to believe. That's kind of a very gay thing to say.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, your pristine
it's not
home.
That
did you
great,
see those
right?
drapes? Like, did you see those drapes?
It's not that pristine. So if you're going to, you know, loan your house out and you know it's going to adult film shoots, then just be aware of that. Anyway, so yeah, there you go. I didn't even read this story. Let's see. Is it a hate crime when two people that are both homosexual get in a fight and beat each other up and call each other the F word for gays?
No, not to me it is. No.
What do you think?
No,
of course not.
No.
Like, if two women fight each other, you're not going to say it's like, I don't know.
It's a bee.
They're going to call each other B's and C's.
Exactly.
Right. So what started with a spilled cocktail ended with an enraged man calling a gay couple a pair of white F-word for gays, we don't say that word in the air, and then smashing a chair over their heads. But now he claims that he is the real victim. The disturbing event happened in a Dallas barbecue in New York earlier this year. Ethan York Adams and Jonathan Snipes were enjoying a late night dinner when they had
sound
an...
Gay.
Sounds like you sneezed or something. Mr. Snipes.
Bless you.
They were enjoying a late night dinner when they had an altercation with Banya El Amin over a spilled drink. According to the couple, El Amin beat them to the ground and proceeded to kick them before breaking a wooden chair over their heads, shouting anti-gay slurs. The whole attack was caught on video. El Amin, who was also gay, is now suing the couple that he beat and witnesses of the attack for defamation as well as the restaurant. So he filed the complaint in Manhattan Supreme Court, claiming that since the video of him beating the men went viral, he has been labeled a homophobic hate criminal, and that has, quote, destroyed his life. He also says that his only crime was to be a man of color wrongly accused by his attacker, a privileged white man. As for the video, El Amin claims it was edited and that its release left him completely isolated and ostracized from society, ultimately forcing him to go into hiding. I think that might be more because of the name like El Amin. I think that if you are more associated with people that are not as, maybe more homophobic and not as tolerant, I think if you're looking at, you know, hardcore Muslim communities. I think the name El Amin would lead me to believe that maybe he didn't want to be outed. Maybe has some pissed off family members now, isn't necessarily happy. You know, not good news to break at home.
It's like no, sorry, so they don't like you because you beat two people, not just because you're gay.
I'm just
gay,
so sick and tired of these frivolous lawsuits. Why are you suing them? You fought. You both fought.
You both won.
Yeah. You won the
fight.
So you just move to another city and be happy that you won the fight.
Yeah.
In the response, he also claims that the whole chair thing, in which he says that in that situation he was left with no choice but to smash it over the men's head because he feared for his life and needed a way to safely retreat from his attackers. Now he's seeking damages for assault and battery against the two of them, negligence against the restaurant where the incident occurred, and defamation against several instances or several witnesses who he feels ratted him out to police. So he's grasping at straws. That, you know what? I will say this. If you have any kind of problem keeping your hands to yourself, you know, I made a mistake myself about a year ago. I learned very much the hard way that, you know, you keep your hands to yourself. Luckily, I came out of that situation unscathed. But you know what? You need to be able to walk away. You have to force yourself to walk away.
Depending
because
the situation.
I look
There's
at
a time
it,
and place for everything.
I look at it now at this point. I think everyone gets one or two, you know, passes in like their 20s. I think that once you reach adulthood, you run out of those get out of jail free cards and you are literally looking at, yo, it's throwing this punch going to affect my life, ruin my career, get me tossed in jail. Like at this point, we're looking at like life-altering decisions.
It doesn't matter what age you are. You throw a punch, it still can get you in trouble. If you're in your 20s, it still counts. You still get
arrested. See, my opinion is if you hit me first, I have every right to come at you.
Oh yeah, See, but you know what though? I have to be really sure that somebody knows that they threw the first punch. Like, I'm gonna make sure I'm like, yo, do it. I'll put my hands behind my back. I will let them get the first shot. I'm gonna make sure it's recorded because once you touch me, oh, it's on. Like it is so on.
Where I'm from,
because then it gets okay. Well, I'm self-defense.
Exactly. However, where I'm from. Just getting in someone's face or getting loud at someone isn't licensed enough to someone to put their hands up.
Our outro music is starting to play. Did you have a fun time today, Jeff X?
I had a fun time.
I thought he did a good job, don't you? I think he adds like a nice Puerto Rican, like New York, like
New York.
Feel.
It kind of scared me at the end with the fighting.
I'm from New York and Boston, so.
Yeah, so basically, if you don't like this show, if you don't go like the show and share it on Facebook, he's going to come to your house and smash your girl.
I'll just pull a Dorito from Mom Wives and flip a table.
There you go. Going around the circle. Jeff X, what do you have going on this week? How can people follow you and stay in touch?
Well, I will be opening brand new social media pages all over.
Okay.
And a YouTube channel. I did have some old videos. I pulled them down. New stuff is being recorded and being uploaded soon. So.
When you get all that, get it to me. We'll have people check you out, okay?
I will get it to you.
Eric, the actor. Man, I have missed you.
I have missed you guys, too. I've missed doing this. It's been too long.
Follow him on Twitter, at Eric, the actor. What do you have going on this week?
I'm back at Johnny Rockets tomorrow, actually. So if you're doing any Christmas shopping in the mall, stop by, get a milkshake, and a burger.
If you want to.
If you want to come by.
No calls to action. Lady Barry.
I have my first stand-up comedy show on Monday the 7th.
At Orlando,
I believe at 8:00 with Miss Homely Pop and Cassie Dega Adonis.
Do you know when you go on in that rotation? Like, are you? Because I could do that, but I got to be somewhere else at 9, so.
It's only an hour.
I could do that. Yeah. Do you want to go to Pepe's Truth or Dare afterwards with me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do that. Pepe's Truth or Dare is going to be Monday the 7th at 9 p.m. at the venue. All money goes to benefit the Barber Fund, a cancer awareness, cancer support organization. That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Bye.
Remember, I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous. Give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous! This is fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, no. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour,
raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
That's all food. Out Loud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
You, I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.